far to the north, where the night is old, there's a wonderful place where the best stories are told. Ah, you've made it. I've been expecting you. Come in, come in. There's a seat by the fire, all ready, just for you. Welcome, dear friend, to the Great Library of Dreams. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Assistant Librarian, Mr. Jim Moon. If you've met me before on my other shows, Hypnagoria or Commentary Club, hello again. And if you're new, I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. Well, it was many, many years ago that I first discovered the secret way to the Great Library of Dreams. And almost 10 years ago, I recorded my first podcast here from my armchair by the fireside. And a staple of my first and original podcast has been readings of tales of the weird and the wonderful. And it's long overdue that I set up a show devoted purely to storytelling. And so, therefore, my friends, from here by the fireside of the Great Library of Dreams, I will read for you classic tales of the weird and the wonderful. Here you'll find stories of the magical, the mysterious, the marvellous, and of course, the macabre. Here you'll find weird tales, ghost stories, intriguing mysteries, strange science, hidden horrors, and any kind of tale that will excite the imagination. We'll hear stories from famous authors such as M.R. James, H.P. Lovecraft, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, H.G. Wells, Walter de la Mare, E.F. Benson, and many, many more. Some tales will be short, others may well be longer multi-part affairs. And we may even have a sprinkling of old legends and folk tales and recitations of suitably weird and wonderful verse. Here you are guaranteed a safe refuge from the outside world, a place free of adverts and sponsorship messages, a space to unwind in. Here we gather to relax and enjoy a story or two and nothing more. We'll have readings of many old favourites and much-beloved classics, but hopefully as well introduce you to some more obscure and curious tales that you might not have heard of before, and in turn introduce you to the works of authors you've not yet explored. And so then, dear friends, now you know how to find your way here, I hope you'll be a regular visitor. There'll always be a place by the fireside here for you. Well then, dear friends, I shall wrap up this little intro episode here, and I'll leave you with a poem by the great Clark Ashton Smith, a verse which may serve very well as a kind of manifesto for the Great Library of Dreams itself. The Castle of Dreams by Clark Ashton Smith. It lies beyond the farthest sea, this castle whereunto I flee, when life and time hang wearily. Yet though so far, 'tis strangely nigh, within the breathing of a sigh, one gains the walls, secure and high, of the Castle of Dreams. Divinely beautiful and great, of pearl each dome and tower and gate, it stands a hold of kingly state. There giving time and space are not, and cares of life are all forgot. No breath of restless change is brought to the Castle of Dreams. I walk each wondrous court and hall, their varied treasures mine at call, for there I am lord of all. If golden gems of land and sea and broad estates were offered me, I would not take them for the key of the Castle of Dreams. Thank you. This podcast was produced by Mr. Jim Moon, with music from the Eldritch Light Orchestra. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review or a rating so other people can find it. If you really like the show, consider buying us a coffee at coffee.com/hypnagoria or becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/hypnagoria, where subscribers can get exclusive new shows every month and access the Patreons only podcasting vault. For more nonsense, call into our site, hypnagoria.com, where you can find all manner of essays and articles on the weird and the wonderful, plus my other podcasts, plus links to YouTube and all the usual social media gubbins. This has been a Great Library of Dreams production.